squeeze more of the good stuff into your life with freshly squeezed radio podcasts. Have you ever found yourself explaining something in a conversation or a presentation where you have a picture in your head, but try as hard as you may, you get the distinct impression your audience isn't quite seeing things the way you are? They don't look as excited about the story you're telling them as they should be. They're not nodding their heads, and they only seem to be laughing half-heartedly. Their body language just seems all wrong. They're just not getting it. And if we were somehow able to push a pause button and climb inside their heads to explore the picture that they're seeing, we'd probably be horrified to find it's a totally different picture. At which point we might be seriously beginning to question our ability to communicate. Okay, it might not be that bad, but if we were able to analyze the situation, we may find that we've got our listeners' attention, but they just don't seem to understand the full scope or dimension of what we're saying. So why does this happen? Why do we often struggle to paint a clear picture in other people's minds? Welcome to Freshly Squeezed Presentations, the podcast. I'm Paul Tomes, and this episode is a podcast version of a blog story I wrote a while back, but with a number of new thoughts, focusing on how to add creative storytelling techniques to presentations to make sure people do get the picture. A while back, I was having a beer with a few friends, one of whom who'd just returned from a trip in the US. He's in the steel business, and I guess he was excited to tell us about a couple of the steel mills that he'd visited on his trip. I'm not sure just how excited we were, though, to hear about steel mills. But hey, he seemed enthusiastic, and if I recall, we had exhausted all the usual chat about sport, politics, and what good restaurants we'd eaten in recently. But here's how the story unfolded. You should have seen this place, Paul. 600,000 square yards of production area. It was unbelievable. You don't look impressed. Should I be, I said. Well, this is the biggest facility of its kind I've ever seen. I see, I replied, still none the wiser as to why I should be getting excited about a steel mill. But Paul, you don't understand. The place was enormous. By now, the energized expression on his face was changing to one of frustration as he realized he wasn't able to impress me with the dimension of what he was saying. Well, just how big was it? I asked. Okay, let me put it to you this way. You fly a lot, don't you? If you took the roof off the mill, you could land a Boeing 747 inside it. Wow, that's huge. And all of us were impressed. Now we had a vivid picture in our minds, and for the first time we understood the dimension of what he was saying. And he used a clever analogy, something that fitted our frame of reference. My colleague finally managed to get his point across, but on the third attempt. And in business presentations, invariably, we only have one shot at getting our point across. How often have you suspected that your message has missed its mark? When the audience don't totally grasp what we're saying, they're often not in a position to tell us. They sit there with a glazed look on their faces. They smile in all the right places. They clap at the end. And then they go back to their desks and their offices with perhaps only a limited understanding of parts of our presentation. Every presentation skills book I've read talks about understanding your audience and talking their language. But how often do we have a complex point to put across that may require a fair degree of technical speak? One way to get around this is to use a cognitive device, an analogy, a metaphor, or a simile to get your point across. Let me give you an example. Way back in 2003, whilst working with a client in Manchester in the United Kingdom, I was invited to a rugby sevens match at the Commonwealth Games that were being held there at the time. It was here that I witnessed a great example of using a cognitive device. The commentator asked all the spectators in the northwest corner of the stadium to stand up. And this is what he said.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at just over 2,500 people, which just happens to represent the entire population of Niue Island in the South Pacific. Please welcome the Niue Island rugby team onto the field.
Now, don't quote me on the exact population figures here, but the point is still valid. But you can imagine how the spectators reacted, looking at a group of people now standing up and imagining how this tiny population could produce a world-class rugby team. This was all that was needed for the spectators to buy into the tenacity of these players. A massive cheer went up, with the crowd now totally behind them, and guess what? Nui Island won the match. This was a very clever commentator. Using part of the crowd, he painted a picture for everyone to really understand the dimension of what was being said. Now, over the years, I've come across numerous examples of presentations with ingenious devices to add clarity, build retention, or express the dimension of what they're saying. DHL, for example, used to describe their courier operations as being in more countries than Coca-Cola is sold. I mean, picture that in your mind. Years ago, the automotive division of PG Windscreens had billboards all around South Africa with a graphic of a hand being slid into a glove. The simple headline read, "Fits like a PG windscreen." You had a device, you had a picture in your mind, you had something you could relate to that would transform you from thinking about just a windscreen to thinking about something that fitted like a glove. Clever. The advertising industry understand how to use devices to get their message across, and they know they've just got a few seconds to achieve that. "Your daily ray of sunshine" was the metaphor used by Tropicana to promote its orange juice. Just think of the picture that that conjures up in your mind. But this one I really love. "Doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but nobody else does." And if I recall, these were words of wisdom that came from the advertising industry itself, from the advertising guru, David Ogilvy. Clever. For presentations, this style of creativity works equally well. So next time you find yourself simply delivering information, try using a creative device like an analogy, a simile, or a metaphor to bring your point to life and to make sure your audience are seeing the same picture in their minds. Thanks for listening. You can listen to more podcast episodes of Freshly Squeezed Presentations on my blog at pauletomes.co.za. And please feel free to share this podcast through Facebook or Twitter.